We are learning Masechtas Bava Basra, Daf Tzadik Amud Aleph, and we are starting two lines from the bottom of Pei Tes Amud Beis. We're continuing the Braisa that's talking about different midos, different measures, and it's talking about different measures you're allowed to do. And one of the things that we're doing in the Gemara is that you can't have two measures that are too close to each other, because then people could use that to cheat other people. So we're talking about different shiurim. First, we're talking about the midas hayavesh, usually dry things, and midas halach, that's liquid measures. So first, we're going to have the dry measures. Aval oy, we're starting the two lines at the bottom. The first words are mei mei reglaim. So it says, aval oysehu sa'a. You can make a mida made out of a sa'a. Sa'a is six kav, which every kav is 24 bayim. So technically, a sa'a is 144 bayim. So you're allowed to make a sa'a, a tarkav. Tarkav comes from the word trei v'kav, which is three kav. A sa'a, six kav. So trei kav is a half a sa'a, which is three kav. V'chatzi tarkav, which is one and a half kav. V'kav, v'chatzi kav. V'roiva, which is a quarter of a kav, which is actually a lug, because a kav is four lugim. So roiva kav is one lug. V'toimon, a toimon is a half a lug. V'chatzi toimon, which is a quarter of a lug, which is a revius, like we have these days, everyone knows about a revius, that's a chatzi toimon. A lug is six eggs, six bayim. A toimon is half a lug, is three bayim. And a chatzi toimon, which is a quarter of a lug, a quarter of a six, is 1.5. That's chatzi toimon. V'uchla, and a shear called uchla. What became here uchla? How much is uchla? On top of tzadik amal aleph. Echad mechamisha v'raiva. It's one fifth less than a one fifth of a roiva hakav, which is one fifth of a lug. One fifth of a lug is 1.2 bayim, because one fifth of a lug is that's how it works out. 1.2 of 1.2 eggs. That's how much it is. So it happens to be, it comes out that the chatzi toimon and the uchla are pretty close, because the chatzi toimon, which says a revius a lug, is 1.5 eggs, because a lug is six eggs. So a quarter of that is 1.5. And an okla is 1.2 because it's one-fifth of a lug. And we'll get back to that soon. Uve midas halach, that's midas yavash. What's midas halach? Midas halach, hu oisa, a lot of the midas correspond to each other. Midas halach hu oisa hin, he makes a hin. A hin is 12 lug, which is 3 kav, which is same size as a tarkav. That's a hin. And so you have a hin, v'chatzi a hin, which is a half a hin, which is 6 lug, which would be like 1.5 kav, which would correspond to a chatzi targav. That's a chatzi hin. V'shlisha sahin is a third of a hin, which is 4 lug. Revia sahin, which is a quarter of a hin, which is 3 lug. Then you have a lug, v'chatzi lug, revia salug. V'shminis, and an eighth of a lug as well, something called shminis halug, which an eighth of a lug would come out 0.75 of an egg. That would be shminis halug. V'echad m'shmoino v'shminis. V'zeo kartav. And 1/88th, v'shminis v'shminis, which 1/64th of a 1/64th of a log, v'zeo kartav, which comes out to 0.16 of, which comes out 0.9 of an egg. That's what comes out, 0.9 of an egg. 1/64th of a log, which is, that's a kartav, is 1/64th of a log, comes out to 0.09 of an egg. Now, what is a kartoiv? So the Rashbam brings down, the kartoiv is always like a small shear that they say when they're talking about the 40 saw of a mikvah. They say 40 saw missing a kartoiv is puzzles, trying to show the shiurim of chachamim, how exact it is. But upon him, kartoiv is a very small amount. So these are all the shiurim of midas halach. Now, by Yavish, we ended by the uchla, which is 1.2 eggs. So we didn't go with here. We went much further by the liquid. We went to shminis halug, which was 0.75. We had a karatay, 0.9. So what's pshat? So the Rashbam speaks out that Ava Yavish, the Rashbam is the mask of shminis, close to the medium line, says Ava Yavish ain't darker limdoid b'kli katan kolkach. It's not the derech by Yavish to use a tiny kli. Because Yavish, if you sell a small amount, either you sell it with approximation or you weigh it. But you don't measure a small amount of yavish. Mashenkein by lach, you do measure much less. It's possible to measure such less. Akuparam, that is the brisa. Freiting marakasha. The lavin nami kavayim. When we went through this different shiurim by the yavish, we had a case of six kav, which is a saw. We had a case of three kav, which is a tarkav. We had a case of 1.5 kav, which is a chatzi tarkav. We skip two kav, and we have one kav also. Why don't we have a two kav measure? Why don't we have a two kav measure? That's the Gemara's question. Gemara answers, Osi la'achlufi b'tarkov. It's too close to a tarkov, which is three. And you come to mix it up with the three, two will get mixed up with the three. So Gemara says, what do you mean? I'm a toe inchi tilsa. So you see, but even though it's a third apart, which is a nice amount, still, you're going to get mixed up. Ihachi kav nami le'leva. So why do you make a kav? You already have a 1.5 kav, which is the chatzi tarkov. It's 1.5 kav. So how do you make a measure of kav? It's too close to the chatzi tarkov, which is within a half of that, so it's within a third of that. Also, l'chay yach kav nami le'leva, don't include the chatzi tarkov. Elo. Kabai ma'ina tam le'ovad, a different shot. The reason why katu kav is, the osi lachlufi v'chatzi tarkav, you're going to mix it up with the 1.5, so it's within a quarter. Amato in this river, that a quarter, you don't make anything close, so close to a quarter to each other, which is your two kav, and then the 1.5, or we go down by a quarter, that you don't do. Yachi, break the Gemara. What about chatzi toiman v'uchlo, which is a fifth away, le'levet, which even it's even less. It's 1/5 away. Chatzi toiman is a revius halog, which is 1.5x. Uchlo is 1.2x, which is a fifth of a log. So it's 1.2x. So chayra, it's within a fifth of each other, and still you make those two shurim, and you're not worried about someone getting cheated by that, but you'll pull out the wrong one. Amra papa midas katanis b'kiyabu, and it's very small midas. There they're b'kiyim. There's the b'kiyim. The difference between those two, they are b'kiyim. Once it's the bigger ones, you can fool someone. Midas katanis b'kiyas bo inchi. Now the Gemara goes down to the midas alach with questions. Now we already established that revia is the limit. So slishes are hin revia sahin le'levad. The chayr you have is shlishis ahim, which is 4 lug. Revia ahim, which is 3 lug. It's within a quarter of each other. Because a 4 lug is a quarter more than 3 lug. So you shouldn't do it. And for the Gemara, kiven to have a mikdash, since it was in the base of mikdash, because for the nesachim, you have a par, it's chatzin lapar, revia ahim la'ayel, and shlishis ahim la'ayel, and revia ahim la'keves, so you have such a thing in the base of Mikdash. So therefore, the like goes to Rabban. They make a gzeira. I have Mikdash Nami Ligzar. Make a gzeira in the base of Mikdash also. So if I know Kahanim's reason, maim, the Kahanim's reason, they'll be careful. Now, what would be to have me make a gzeira in the base of Mikdash? So then how would you measure the Nesachim? We just said that in the base of Mikdash, you had Nesachim. A half a hin for a par, a quarter of a hin, a third of a hin for Ayel, and a quarter of a hin for Keves. So how would you do it if you didn't have these measures? Moraz Kasha, Moraz Kanam Zizim, what was the Havamina? So for a pasuk, you have to have it. Zogat Habtaisvis, that you would think you only have a one lug keli, you use three of them for the three lug, use four of them for the four lug. That's what the top Taisvis says. Apisho yitzvichin limded l'shishahin, la'ayel, v'yisin l'keves, yukhoi limded v'lugim l'chatzi ahin, shisha lugin, l'shlish ahin, arba lugin, and v'yisloish lugin, you could use three lugin kelim for that. But Kapana, that's what comes out from the Gemara, all the different measures, and the weight, and the close, how closer you get. You can't get closer than a revia, or even a revia can't get that close, because you might get mixed up, and someone could cheat someone else. Zog the Gemara v'ayte, new Gemara, amash mo. More about midos, but a different Gemara. Amash mo. Eim esifin ala midos yosem eshtus. There was a certain time in Klal Yisrael, or even by cities, that they switched the measures. They switch it. And you should not switch it by more than eshtus. That means if you're going to turn the lug from six, a lug is six bayim, you're going to turn it into a different amount of bayim, don't change it by more than eshtus, by more than a sixth. That's the halacha. Don't change it more than a sixth. And we'll see why soon. If you're changing the coins also, this is the dollar bill coin, so you should not, the seller coin, you shouldn't change it more than a shtos. And the third halacha of amistaker, when you profit, when the wholesaler, the middleman profits, alistaker yes mishtos. Don't be mistaken more than a shtos, again, because we don't want people to be overcharged. So it means if someone buys and sells, it should not make more than a shtos. That's the current rabbanim. Now, we're going to try to explain that in the Ein Masifin Al Amidos, what's the pshat of that halacha? Ein Masifin Al Amidos, Yoyis Mishtos, my time. What's the reason? Ilei Mum Shumafkui Tara, because you'll change the price, which means like this. Once we switch the Mida, so we said, once we switch the Mida Shtos, we're scared that someone, once he sees we switch the Mida, he has to change the price, because the Maisa, now a one log is a little bigger. It's a little more, it holds a little more X. So I'm going to charge a little more now. So once I have a license and opportunity to charge a little more, I'll charge even more. That's what we're worried about. If that's the case, even a shtos also. Like, more than a shtos, you have his problem. Anytime you make a switch, he might have his problem. So I'll tell you what. Elam Hashem Oino. To loyal have a bit of mekach. Which means like this. That we're worried that someone's not going to know about this switch. He's going to come in from out of town and sell something. And he's going to sell. He just charges for a log. He charges $100 for a log. And they fill up the log, which really is more than the regular log. And he only charged $100. So if it's more shtus, so he only got cheated by a shtus. And when they find out, they'll keep the sale. They'll switch it. But if it's more than a shtus, when he finds out that he switched the measures, they're going to have to take a bit of mekach. It's not good for the economy to have a lot of bit of mekachs. So therefore, we made it a shtus. Difficult. What's the halacha by a shtus by a sixth? It's not bottle, but you just give back the oino. That's the halacha, you give back the oino. So the Gemara says, my time, it's only because of oino, and we don't want to be bit the mecha. Then we say that just change the weights by a shtos, the midas by a shtos, and this way, when the guy doesn't know about it, the guy who came from that doesn't know about it, and now you found out about it, it won't be a bit of mekach, it'll just be returned to Aino. Right? The Gemara of Amar Rava, called Dava Shemida Vashemishko Sheminyan, anything that you weigh and you measure, there's no such thing as Aino, that if it's less than a shtus, it's a mechila, and if the shtus is chayzer, lach is even the smallest amount is returned, why? Because it's a mistake. Called Dava Shemida Vashemishko Sheminyan, I feel like Pachas Aino, chayzer. That means like this. The whole din of Aino is only if I sell you something in good faith, I sold you, and I overcharged you. So it's less than Aino. We never want people on Maichel. If it's already shtush, then we say it's Mach Aino. More than that, bit of Mekach. But when I measure something, I say, here, I'm giving you a pound. And really, it's not a pound. Even if it's one iota less than a pound, that's already a Mekach Tais. So here, if it was a wrong Mida, so forget about shtush. It's always a bit of Mekach. This can't be the reason either. Ella, to loy lahava pseid tagra. So the Gemara says like this. The reason why I made a shtus is sometimes the guy who comes to live in the city will never find out that he did something wrong, that he made the wrong measurement. He won't chap. And Lamaisa, it turns out that if it's usually how much does a seller make? Only a shtus. That's his whole profit margin. If it's more than a shtus that he got cheated, technically, he lost part of his principal. And we don't want someone to lose part of the principal. El will have a pseudo latagra. So freight the Gemara, pseido loy lahava. Okay, so we made a tekana, he won't have a pseido. But Rav Kalei Boy, he doesn't need profit. I, zovan v'zovan tagrikri, someone who buys and sells for the same exact price. He's called a businessman, which means, like the Rashbam explains, the guy came from far away, schlepped the stuff here. He's a dude for free, that's not called a loss? Of course it's called a loss. If a guy works his head off and just gets... and doesn't get any profit, of course that's called a loss. So what's that? Still, the tekana is no good. The tekana is no good because lemaisa, the guy's not going to make any money. Elam Rav Chista. The more than the answer is, if we have found the pasuk, there's the idea of raising and changing it a shtus by matbeis, at least, and we're telling you matbeis, the same thing as midas. And you're right that there's a cheshbon that there's different. You're right, it could have been a cheshbon that he's not making any money, but that we have a precedence for, we have a pasuk. But more than a shtus, we don't have a pasuk for, therefore the svar will kick in. We don't want someone to lose their principle at least. And the whole thing is not so shchiach, so don't have to worry about it. So I'm going to say like this. Shmuel krav eshkach badar. You found the pasuk. The pasuk says, it's a pasuk in Yechesk. It says, Vashekel is esrim geira. Then it says, esrim shkolim, chamisha v'esrim shkolim, asar v'chamisha shekel, hamono yir lechem. That the mono, which is the mono of Hekdish, was altogether 60 shkolim, which is, says, shkolim chamisha, says, esrim shkolim is 20, chamisha v'esrim shkolim is 25, that's 45, and asar v'chamisha shekel, 15 is 60, hamonah yilachem, which means the pasuk Yechezkel says the mono was 60 shkolim. Every shekel is 4 zuz, is 4 dinar. That means how much? It's 240 dinar. It means the mono of Hekdesh is 240 dinar. Break the Gemara kasha on beis. Mono Mosin Vaban Hava is a mono 240. We know usually a mono is 100. A mono is 100. We know that a basula gets Masayim and a mono. Masayim is a Masayim Zuz and a mono is half that's 100 Zuz. So why is it 240 Zuz? Elushmami not class. We see there are three things. First of all, Shmami not mono Shakarish Kafal Haya. The mono of Karish is double. So if a mana by a regular person, by a regular citizen is 100, this would be 200. But they were moisiv ashtus. So moisiv ashtus means they added on a sixth. So if they added on a sixth, or a sixth of 100 is 20. After it's 120. Once 120, a sixth is 20. So they were moisiv on the regular mana 20. And double that is 240. And that's what come out to 240. So the Shvamina is three Shvaminas. Shvamina Shalkaidish Kafalaya. First of all, the mana of the Kaidish was double. That's why it's 240. And here was Punkta Shtos. You don't do more than a Shtos. It's not really a Raya from here, but you see here that Maisval Midas. And the Gemara is saying you don't do more than a Shtos. Shvamina Shtos Malbar. It says a Shtos, a sixth, means Malbar. Because really, 20 out of 100 is a fifth. But we take the whole thing out, the whole thing in the Cheshvan, 120, it's a sixth. That's Shtos Malbar. So how does it answer the question? So we'll see the Rashbam, Shvamina Masifin Al Midas. And we're not worried about the tagar in a case where he doesn't know about it. He's not going to make any money in that case. That kray ba'alma doesn't happen often. Shlo yishma tagar. So I call Yadu, ever knows, shesifu shtos, lo yavu litos. More than that, that even if it's a vaita shchash, that one we never umat there, we never found a pasuk on that. So the bottom line is the makar is over here that you moisiv shtos, and you're not moisiv more than shtos because of a svara that the tagger might lose if he doesn't know about it. I might lose; he'll lose also his profits. Not good either. Since it doesn't happen often, we'll go with the pasuk that says that you could be moisiv the shtos. And the bottom line is. Is that mana shakar is kafal hayo? That's where I landed being 240 zuz.